Hello, and thank you for contacting the inspirational phone message provided by the Deacons of Second Presbyterian Church for this, the week of August 24th, 2020. Reverend Henry's scripture for this week comes from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Jonah is now back on dry land after having spent 3 days in the bowels of a large fish. We know from the previous verses that Jonah had been instructed by the Lord to go to Nineveh and persuade them to change their wicked ways. Jonah, not believing that the Gentiles should be saved, instead went the other way. He booked passage on a small sailboat in his escape. It was during this voyage that a storm arose. The sailors and Jonah agreed that it was due to his refusal of the Lord's command, so he was thrown overboard. The sea calmed. Jonah was swallowed by the fish, and during his time in the fish, repented, at which time the Lord allowed him to be spewed upon dry land. This is where our story continues. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going for a day's walk. And he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." As the story ends, Jonah was successful in his mission, and the Lord did forgive Nineveh. I think and hope you will agree that the inspiration from this story is that no matter what we have done to displease the Lord, He will accept our repentance and give us a second chance. What a feeling of hope and relief that is for me, and I hope for you. We pray that this next week will be safe and healthy for you, your family, and your friends.